whole beans and tomatoes, and the grandest tomatoes I have seen in my life, and whole beans and peas. Not so many peas.
What kind of beans?
Just green beans, snap beans.
Did you ever grow any of those with the lines flat, yellow beans?
Yes, the kind of butter beans we call them, lima beans I think they call them now, yes. We grew those, and black-eyed peas by the bushel. There's so many. Dad called them crowder peas. That was the name he gave for them. We raised a lot of those, and always a lot of melons.
What kind of melons did you raise? Watermelons?
Watermelons and cantaloupes too.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Now you mentioned these snap beans and these others. Did you cook those others with a shell?
No, they'd hull lamb.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you raise any of those little things, red, very early?
Peppers, you mean?
Oh, I'm thinking more. They grow into the ground, and you eat them as a salad.
No.
Kind of hot.
No, we never had anything like that.
Radishes.
Oh, radishes! Goodness alive, yes. And onions. Dad used to always he wouldn't have anything but Bermudas. I'm not going to tell you how large they were because you just wouldn't believe it, and if I hadn't seen them, I wouldn't believe it either, how big those onions got, and they were flat. They weren't thicker through than that.
Like a wheel, huh?
Yes, sir, and great big old onions, and just, I never could bear onions, just the smell of them made me sick. But I've seen my mother and daddy sit down and eat a whole one of those onions, and everybody that would come that could eat onions would just rave about how sweet and good those onions were, and to this day it makes me sick. Smell an onion, I just never could stand them. But he just raised just bushels of those onions. Anything they ever went into, he went in into a big way. And the neighbors, if we had onions, they did too.
Too bad he couldn't ship them to that railhead.
Yeah.
Too bad he couldn't have shipped those to the
Yes, it is. It's just too bad. But I don't care how much he had, if he knew that the neighbors didn't have it, if he'd had all the chances in the world to ship it, he wouldn't have.
Take it over and get it away.
Yes, that's right. When we butcher a beef, Myers has got a quarter, and Oldfield's got a quarter.
Hmm.
Just there wasn't anything else thought of it. The same way when we butcher hogs, backbones and things like that.
The cows and the calves?
No, they didn't share those.
Well, you mentioned the hogs and the backbone.
Oh, yes.
I was thinking of your plan.
Oh, yes. Well, after they were split, they wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
But usually a calf died. Something had happened. A calf had a black leg. And they, a lot of them had them in those days. They didn't have anything to combat it. And there'd be a lot of calves, lose a lot of calves that way. Well, we could hardly wait for the hide and the flesh to all decay and the bones bleach out good and white so we'd have some more cattle.
In your garden, did you raise any of that vegetable that, the edible part is a pod, maybe that long, awful seeds. If you boil it too long, it's just all slime.
Okra?
Uh-huh.
No, we never did. I never saw any okra until after I was married.
Huh.
And I raised it.
From the south. Right?
I never saw any of it until.
Did you raise those little onions that you could eat with your radishes?
Yes, they used to pull those onions. Mother called them green onions. She'd eat the. And I've seen Dad cut his the stems up and put them in his with his gravy.
Uh-huh.
When Mother made gravy, he'd cut those stems up and.
How about edible tops of root vegetables? Did you have those?
Turnips. I can remember Mother cooking turnips tops and beets.
Did you call that anything special when they cooked it that way?